Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity. I want to first congratulate the working group for its work over the years. I think that we who are recipients and beneficiaries of your work are really grateful for the opportunities that you bring to highlight the issues that confront our nations. I'd like to congratulate the outgoing chair and the new chair of the working group and look forward to working very closely with them. My name is Olive Sampson, and I represent the International Decade for People of African Descent, Assembly Guyana. I'd just like to thank Deputy Mayor Craig for her presentation and to comment on the importance of the work she described, particularly that of the story houses that she spoke about, because we understand the importance of telling our own story. As Chinua Achebe said, until the lions have their own historians, the history of the hunt will always glorify the hunter. We are faced with that dilemma in Guyana. This year, we celebrate the 200th anniversary of the Demerara slave rebellion, in which over 200 enslaved Africans were beheaded and their heads paraded in a place that is now called Parade Ground, and which is always under threat of being privatized and having an odd parking lot or
I didn't understand that.
My phone. Sorry. So I understand and appreciate the importance of the story houses, and I would like to ask whether the city of Bristol plans at any point to support the kinds of exchange programs or partnerships, either in person or virtual, because Bristol's history is tied to the African communities across the Caribbean whose residents, whose African residents were the persons and our ancestors wore the chains that were manufactured in Bristol, are the ones who brought the profit to Bristol. And I think there's a lot that can be shared from Bristol to the Caribbean, to Guyana, and other nations whose diasporas are direct descendants